Pakistan's women's cricket team has booked its place at the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup 2025 with authority and an unbroken winning streak, playing as hosts of the World Cup qualifiers, where only the top two of six teams would progress. Pakistan left no room for doubt. Four matches, four wins, each more convincing than the previous one. Their campaign began with a commanding 38-run win over Ireland, followed by a composed chase against Scotland in a rain-affected contest. But it was the clinical dismantling of the West Indies, a side led by the formidable Hayley Matthews, that truly signaled Pakistan's intent. In a low-scoring thriller, the hosts held their nerve and won by 65 runs. The qualification was sealed with a comprehensive 87-run victory over Thailand, where the spinners took center stage, claiming 7 of the 10 wickets on a sluggish Karachi pitch. Under the captaincy of Fatima Sana, the green team has displayed grit. Contributions have come from all departments of the game: Sidra Amin and Aliyah Riaz with the bat, Nashra Sandhu and Ramin Shamim with the ball, and skipper Fatima herself leading by example as an all-rounder. What makes this feat even more commendable is its context. Too often, women's cricket in Pakistan is overlooked or sidelined. Yet, in front of home crowds and under pressure to deliver, this team has shown what belief, preparation, and talent can achieve. Pakistan will take on Bangladesh in their final fixture on April 19. While the match is inconsequential for the home team, which has already qualified for the World Cup, a win would see them top the table, a fitting end to a campaign. The real test, of course, awaits later this year in India. But if this qualifier is anything to go by, Pakistan means business.